Radio Thailand speak with Professor Dr. Kesara Namthawat Johnson's Department of Biology, University of Iceland, about the practical course that her organized in the topic Techniques in Plant Chromosome Research, Phase Fluorescence in Situ Hybridization.
Yes, good morning. I'm Kesara Namthawat Johnson. I'm here on the invitation of Mahidol University and with Ajahn Pongpaka Sunthorn Chai Naksang. We are organizing a practical course. In fact, it's the second time already. Last year, the same time, we had the course which is foundation of this one. In general, or the main purpose of the whole thing, there will be 3 years. Last year, this year, and next year is about chromosome mapping, plant chromosome mapping with a new technique, which is not very new on the world scale, but new for Thailand. It's called FISH, but it's not fish, you know, swimming fish, but it's F-I-S-H, which stands for fluorescent in situ hybridization, meaning that we are using DNA sequence as probe to hybridize to DNA on chromosomes, meaning that we can select the probe sequences and then we can find where they are on chromosomes, meaning that we can do gene mapping, but we are not only just mapping genes, we are mapping all sorts of sequences which different in terms of evolutionary rates. Therefore, in plant chromosomes, we are using it to study genetic relationships as well as taxonomic relationships and evolutionary relationships. And it's extremely important technique for Thailand. We have enormous biodiversity and genetic diversity. I would say one of the hotspots of diversity of the world. And we need to preserve the diversity, the genetic diversity. But for tropical regions, even taxonomy is still ongoing because we have so much diversity, as I said. And in order to classify correctly, in order to have the good correct management of the genetic resources, we need to be able to classify on the basis of evolution, basis of genetic basis, and with the mapping sequences that are conserved, like putative sequences. Meaning with this technique, we are able to sort out or revise taxonomic classification. For example, we are doing medicinal plants and we are able to advise the growers which would be the correct cultivars and species so that they can extract the correct medicine or correct compounds. That's one thing. But I'm interested in basic science. So just to understand how species have evolved, how they have adapted to the tropical regions, and in fact many of the species of the world, the new world, are coming from the old world, and many species in Europe where I'm from originally from this region, you know, the Korat Plateau and the Himalayan range. So we are actually going back in times when looking at the plants here. So basic science alone is already significant. So genetic resources are here. I'm so happy to be able to teach or to transfer the technology to the Thai people and to young students.
That was Professor Dr. Kesara Namthawat Johnson's Department of Biology, University of Iceland, talking about the practical course in the topic Techniques in Plant Chromosome Research, Phase Fluorescence in Situ Hybridization. Tharin Angskun, Radio Thailand News.